This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres announced Monday the creation of an independent panel to assess UNRWA, its embattled agency tasked with helping Palestinian refugee, which is under fire over accusations by Israel that 12 staff members were involved in the attack on Israel on October 7th by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. More than a dozen countries, including the United States, Germany, Britain, and Sweden, have suspended funding to the agency. The death toll in the Gaza Strip has increased following the latest Israeli airstrikes on the Palestinian territory, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Strikes hit two houses and a mosque in central Gaza on Sunday, killing around 30 people and wounding at least 60 others. Separate airstrikes in Rafah, the enclave's southernmost city, killed two children, ages 12 and 2, according to a hospital. The Israeli military says it found what it calls training materials for the October 7 attack in southern Israel that triggered the war against Gaza's Hamas rulers. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is returning to the region beginning Monday in Saudi Arabia. He also has stops scheduled in Egypt, Gaza, Israel and the West Bank this week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Water flowed over the banks of a river into Coldwater Canyon Avenue in Los Angeles, California on Monday. A massive atmospheric river, the second in recent days, stalled over Southern California, drenching the Los Angeles area with torrential rain, bringing near hurricane-force wind gusts and raising the threat of flash floods and landslides. Throughout California, some 40 million people were under flood, winter storm, and high wind advisories on Monday, the National Weather Service said. This is V.